It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is wonderful to have you here. The Omaha Symphonic Chorus. Yes, they're having their Christmas show coming up. And the artistic director and conductor, Dr. Greg Zilke, is here. Great to have you here.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
Just wonderful to see you again. And for those that are very accustomed to the Omaha Symphonic Chorus, but they may realize that they don't get to see you on a day-to-day basis. We don't get to talk to you as often. You're teaching down in Kansas.
That's right. I'm now at Tabor College, small liberal arts Christian school in Hillsboro, Kansas. And glad to be there, obviously, and working with students and directing choirs, but still here with the Omaha Symphonic Chorus.
Sure, absolutely. You braved it through the weather last night. Can you give us a report coming in?
Not too bad. Just from Lincoln to here, it was a little dicey on the roads, but then it was great.
Good. Can you talk about the program? The show is Friday, December 6th at 7:30 and Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets or any other information is available at omahasymphonicchorus.org. And it's at St. Cecilia Cathedral.
That's right.
A lot of the acoustics almost are another singer in
that's,
the chorus, aren't
that's
they?
That's right. And it's a favorite place for our chorus to sing and to perform. I'm very grateful that we can have our concert there. I think this is now the 24th year that we've had Christmas at the Cathedral with the Omaha Symphony and the Omaha Symphonic Chorus together. So it's quite the tradition. And those that are familiar with it, they should remember or should now know that this Friday evening concert's at 7:30 instead of 8 o'clock. So it's a change of time, just a little bit earlier in the evening to help our friends out who come to the concert.
Sure, very good. With it having been kind of a long-distance thing to prepare, and there are so many moving parts on this, it is a grand, grand spectacle musically. How have you managed that?
Well, a lot of help from those in the chorus that manage all the singers and, of course, getting music. I have a wonderful assistant conductor. It's Jonathan Mueller. And then a wonderful collaborative pianist, Stacy Heinlein. And these people provide so much artistic and musical help as I can't be here every week.
Sure.
But it's good now to be here and to make the final preparations for the concert on this coming weekend.
What did you pick out for the program?
This is a concert of Christmas around the world. There's so many traditions, you know, that we enjoy from different parts of the world, especially Western Europe, Scandinavia, Eastern Europe, Russia, England. And we're even celebrating some Christmas traditions from Africa. And this, of course, is all through music.
Sure.
And singing these carols and highlighting these traditions makes us realize really how much Christmas belongs to the world and not just to, you know, we might think of as our families. But, you know, you think of some of the songs that we sing are so familiar, but yet not aware of where they really came from.
Sure, you kind of forget. I mean, you think about O Christmas Tree, but it's really O Tannenbaum.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, comes from Germany.
And we're singing a beautiful arrangement of that, O Tannenbaum in German. We're singing a beautiful arrangement of a Swedish carol and of a Polish carol. And, of course, maybe our most familiar ones are from England. And then we usually have some American carols as well. So, you know, it's all part of our Christmas tradition.
Oh, that's fantastic. With the show starting at 7:30, as people enter, for those that have never been there before, what can you expect when you walk into the cathedral?
Well, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful space. And as they enter the space, they can feel Christmas because it's decorated so beautifully and it's a gorgeous environment. And if someone has a ticket in advance, they want to come in the south entrance. But if they come to the show without a ticket, then they should know to come to the north side of the cathedral. That's where they can buy tickets at the door.
Oh, very good. Again, it's Friday, December 6th at 7:30 p.m. That is a time change there. And then Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m.
That's right.
The Saturday will be passed over. You also have a couple of special guests in addition to the Omaha Symphony.
Our collaborations over the years have been a very important part, the symphony, of course. But this year also the Lincoln Boys Choir. Kevin Sheely directs them. Wonderful group of guys, young boys, and they just sing beautifully. And when they sing, I remember last year when they were with us, their faces were just so bright and joyful. It was really special. But this year, not only will they sing with the chorus, but they'll also sing two songs by themselves. So it's going to be great.
Outstanding. It's going to be a great show. He is Dr. Greg Zoelke. He's the artistic director and conductor of the Omaha Symphonic Chorus. You can go to omahasymphoniccorus.org. Programming continues now.